안 줘.
Welcome back to Vancouver FM. This is a soccer special, Sakura. And I've got Plastic Owl.
Vancouver's only talking Plastic Owl.
That's right. That's right. We are, of course, listening to all Cherry Blossom music here. I went through last week and made this playlist. So if you tuned in last week, you heard the instrumental version.
I did.
And thanks for listening.
Oh, you're welcome.
And this week we've had our yapping version of it, but now it is 9 o'clock, so thanks for joining us for the second hour of Vancouver FM, and we're going to talk about some events as we tend to do here. So a couple things happening this Thursday. Vancouver Synth Meetup is back.
Oh.
And they're happening at the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House, which is on Broadway, very close to Fraser. Yeah, it's really good. So that's this Thursday from 7 to 9. Shout out Andrew for getting that together every month. And this one's called
CJSF 90.1 のみ.
Nice. There we go.
Thank you, Fuji-san.
Yep. That's Ryoko-san.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Fujisan Ryoko. I don't know. This is just Japanese text-to-speech. VSM presents Dark Side, the rhythm of the empire echoes through the stars. Ooh. An evening of Vancouver artists performing in electronic music and light. Come join our vibrant community and enjoy. Everyone is welcome. Free admission, all ages. Mount Pleasant
is
Neighborhood
that
House.
A Star Wars thing?
It looks like it. I see the Death Star here.
Oh, yeah.
So it might be.
Mount Pleasant?
Yes, Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House, Thursday 7 to 9, 800 East Broadway. Very good. Very, very, very good. Vancouver Synth Meetup is great. Coming up this Saturday...
I should go. I'll bring my soft pop or something.
Yeah. They have a sign-up usually for the next event. Usually they have a sign-up a couple weeks before. And so when that comes up... Well, just follow their page. And they always do a call-out for artists, usually right after. A week or two after, they'll open up the sign up for the next one. This Saturday, happening at Rocky Point Park, the Inlet Spring Regatta.
Is that where the ice cream is?
Yes, it is. And that is Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Inlet Spring Regatta is going to happen. 42 dragon boat teams from across Canada and the United States.
That's a lot of dragons.
Super cool stuff. And Groundworks, celebrate 10 years of Groundworks. Groundwork is it's a meetup for creative and fans of DJ focused underground electronic music.
Okay,
it's really good. Really cool stuff. Learn about the industry. There's a keynote with Joel West, and then 15 to 20 brand new songs made by producers who are in attendance. So super cool stuff. Open to ambient and spacey synth noodles too.
Did I say noodles?
Yes, noodles. Synth
space,
noodles.
Space ramen.
And yeah, premiered over 1,500 new songs over their 10 years. Fantastic. So big shout out to Groundwork as well, too. And let's see what other events. There's one down in Seattle. I just have to find it here. Split Screen Seattle. That's happening next month on May 8th. Split Screen Seattle from 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. at Substation.
Shout
out to Substation up in Ballard. And that is a night of games and music. So a lot of people from the Pacific Northwest, also from PNW, Pacific Noise Works. Shout out Graz. Shout out Nicola Wallen as well, too. Rock out to the gnarliest video game music from the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Bring a friend or two or three or more. And enjoy some communal split-screen action with a host of provided games between sets at Split Screen Seattle. So Thursday, May 8th, 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. at Substation. That is 645 Northwest 45th Street in Seattle, Washington, USA. Tickets are available, and they are $15 U.S. Very affordable. And I think that's all I have. And, of course, a heads up. Bitcoover will be back at the Vancouver Retro Games Expo this year. That's coming up in June. And that's all I have. Oh, Vaisaki as well. So Vaisaki is happening this weekend, Saturday, April 19th, in the Surrey area, in between 124th and 128th, and then like 70th to 80th Street kind of thing. It's just a big, massive parade. Go out and check it out. Lots of free food, lots of really good music as well, too.
And jalebi.
Oh, yes, of course.
They have sakura jalebi.
And they have that pink milk drink. Was it pink
milk? Strawberry milk?
Yeah, something like that.
Rose milk. You know, last time I had strawberry milk, I was just like, oh, why did I ever think this was good? It was horrible.
Rose milk Vaisaki. Tierney. Rose-scented rice pudding. Ooh. Well, but that's... What's the rose milk?
I don't remember a rose milk.
It was pink milk.
The strawberry milk?
So, pink drink. Vaisaki. Chabil. There we go. Non-alcoholic Punjabi energy drink.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very cool. There it is right there.
Oh, you can get it at Starbucks.
Oh, fun. Yeah. There it is. Chabil. Very nice. A healthy drink. Cooling properties.
I had the best chai tea I've ever had at Vaisaki. That one. I was in the one in Vancouver, and somebody approached me and says, oh, would you like some tea? It's like, yeah, sure. And it was the best.
Nice.
Perfectly sweet. Very well flavored. It's really nice.
It is important when you make chai tea.
Chai.
Yeah, I know. It's like an ATM machine. No.
Oh, God.
Chai. When you make chai, that you
have to
use...
You have the rules you have to establish.
Whole spices. Yeah. You need whole spices. Cardamom, cloves, cinnamon, ginger.
Hmm.
Allspice, all that good stuff.
You have to establish the context. That's what I was thinking. And then you can say you chai tea, and then you say chai the rest of the time.
Tea. Matcha. Matcha is also very popular in Hanami and cherry blossom times as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are they doing tea ceremonies again at the Initobe Garden at UBC? I've been wondering about that.
Let's find out.
They stopped for a number of years after COVID. Doing it publicly anyway.
The Tea House, 2024 Tea Ceremonies.
Oh,
2025 Tea Ceremonies, May 31st. That's the next one.
Oh.
$16 Canadian.
I'll buy you a ticket. You want to go?
Possibly. Special Tea Ceremony. Oh, the Japanese Star Festival, Tanabata.
Hmm.
July 6th, 2025, and then May 30th. Cool. Very cool. The Urasenke Foundation of Vancouver hosting tea ceremonies at Nitobe Memorial Garden throughout the summer.
Have you ever been? It's really nice.
Yes, it is lovely. There are some nice cherry blossoms out mm-hmm. in Nitobe.
Ooh, maybe I'll go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm doing things.
I do believe that Nitobe is admission, though, so it's not.
By duration.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's worth it. It's really nice. Highly recommended.
Yeah. Let's take a look. Oh, that's just the dude.
It's just a dude.
Explore the
Imagine
garden.
Imagine traveling back in time and telling some ancient person, hey, dude. He's a dude.
He's a dude. Let's see. Book your visit. Admission tickets. Yeah. Yeah. Adult, $7.
Very reasonable.
If you... There's UBC Botanical and Nitobe Memorial together for $16.50. So, not too bad.
You know what costs like $30 to go to the train museum in Squamish? $35 for adult tickets. Plus taxes. And then you have to get out there.
The museums and castles and kind of cultural attractions in Japan were very reasonable. Nagoya Castle was $5.
Five?
It was 500 yen, so even less.
What can you do in this country for $5?
You can't go to Timmy's for that much these days.
I haven't been to Timmy's in years.
Yeah.
Actually, every time I go there, there's like, do you have any donuts? They're like, no.
No. What do you think this is, a donut shop? Go to Duffin's.
I like Duffin's. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, Duffin's has...
I'm gonna get some fried chicken.
Duffin's has really good tortas, though.
Mm.
They actually have very good tortas.
I had actually never went when I lived in that neighborhood. It wasn't until after I left that I found out about it. I've been once or twice.
Let's read some cherry blossom poems. Dreamy cherry blossom haiku. Ooh,
let's see if I can
nice.
Find one.
Yeah. Find it. We're gonna read some poetry for you. Here you go. Here's one by Saigyo Hoshi. We'll read it. I'll read it in Japanese and then English. Harukaze no hana o chirashi to miru yumi wa samete mo mune no sawagu narikeri. The spring wind scattering blossoms. I saw it in a dream, but when I awoke, the sound was still rustling in my breast. And here's another one. The cherry's only fault, the crowds that gather when they bloom. I like that. That's Ooh. Very nice.
I found something interesting. I was trying to find a John Cage poem.
Ooh.
Cherry Blossoms. But anyway, Cherry Blossom Concert, John Cage Ryonji postponed, originally scheduled for March 29th, 2020, which, of course, probably never happened. And, it was in Birmingham. Hmm. Raid gravel, a gurgling stream, an elegant stone arch framed by delicate cherry trees in the heart of Birmingham. It's Brindley's Palace Cherry Blossom Garden, a place for reflection and contemplation. It awakens memories of the Zen gardens of Japanese temples like Ryonji in Kyoto, which inspired John Cage to compose music that evokes the soothing shapes of gravel, water, trees, and stones. Escape and find a little calm as the cherry blossoms open in our own temple of Zen,
while we perform Rheology for flute with electronic sound projections and percussion to coincide with John Newling's Dear Nature exhibition at Icon. That performance probably never happened. But
here's another haiku by Matsuo Basho, living in the Edo period.
Oh, never mind. It happened in March 23rd, 2022.
Nice.
Okay, that's good.
Hana ni yoeri, haori kitte katana, sasu onna. Drunk by cherry blossoms, a lady wearing a haori coat and a sword. Nice. Here's another one. Harukaze ni fukidashi warau, hana mogana. A spring breeze is blowing. I'm bursting with laughter, wishing for flowers.
Aww. There's a poetry contest for the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Yes,
I was
there
talking
is.
About entry. Maybe you can do it this year.
Shout out to Robin. Robin submitted poems to that, and she's like, I never got in.
You have until June 1st.
June 1st. There you go, everybody, with the VCBF Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival. Check it out.
I was working this. Like, I never wrote it down, but I always was rehearsing in my mind. I had memorized, and I would kind of rewrite it in my head, which is not a way to write. It's one thing. It's an impressive skill to be able to do it in your mind, compose in your mind, but it's another thing to put it down, right? Mm-hmm. It's meaningless unless you put it down.
Mm-hmm.
I had workshops like over several months and never submitted it, and it was something along to do with the mess that it leaves behind.
Mm.
And to paraphrase, it's like, oh, what a nice treat, but what a horrible mess every year.
Here's another nice haiku. Hana chirite, kono mano tera to nari nikeri. The cherry blossoms having fallen, the temple belongs to the branches.
Mm.
Very nice.
I like that.
And one more. Kimi nakute, makoto ni tara no sakura kana. Without you, the cherry blossoms just blossoms.
Aww.
Very nice. Very cool. Haiku is very cool. And it's nice to be able to read it in the original language.
Remember when we were corresponding in haiku?
Yes, I do remember that.
That was like almost a decade ago.
That was a long time ago.
I think I was living in... I was living on 15th, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Ooh, here's one from 2021 from Iris Worrell. It's fall now, and the trees are becoming bare, and though I know I should live in the present, I can't help but wish for spring. When I was a child, I used to think that the cherry blossom outside my window would don a pretty pink dress when winter bled to spring. I'd call her vain, but I'd still admire her. She paved the grass with soft pink flowers and tapped at my window when wind visited in the night. We've moved to a different house now, and there aren't any cherry blossom trees to look at anymore. I wonder what she thinks of the new residents. I hope they call her beautiful. Even though her ego is large enough as it is, she needs reassurance every now and then. I hope they find the perfect niche that I did, a little place between her branches where they can sit and stroke her arms. She's no longer a part of my life. I'll find another one to praise. Though none will be as perfect as her. Ooh. Very nice.
I think I'm allergic to cherry blossoms. There's one in front of my apartment.
Ooh, here's one that rhymes. Very nice. You are the cherry blossom and I am the land. Each time that you fall, I'll catch you with my hand.
Crikey.
Nice. Very nice. Very cool. Pink flowers, blushing cheeks, a soft kiss to say goodbye, just one perfect dance.
Aww.
Very nice. Very cool. What else can we squeeze out from the Sakura Media?
It's supposed to speak for itself.
Here are 12 unusual facts about cherry blossoms.
Ooh.
You ready?
Yeah.
Scientists are working on creating a second Japanese cherry blossom season. Uh-oh. I don't know how I feel about that.
I think one's enough.
The blooms only last a week. Well, it's like 2 to 3 weeks, depending. Yeah. Once the petals have fallen, cherry blossom season is over.
Oh.
The sakura are constantly mutating.
Oh, no.
The number of petals give the flowers their names. Flowers that have 5 petals or fewer are known as hitoe, while those that have between 5 and 10 petals are called hanyai. If the flowers have more than 10 petals, they are called yae. Japan is home to a 2,000-year-old sakura tree. We got to look at that. That's in Yamanashi Prefecture at the Jiso Temple. The Jindai Sakura in Hokuto.
That was published 4 years ago, by the way.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
4 years.
Look at that.
Wow.
In Yamanashi's Hokuto City,
looks like there is a Hatsune Miku's hair.
There is a legendary cherry blossom tree known as the Jindai Sakura. Although the exact age of this large tree, 10.3 meters, is yet to be determined, it is estimated to be between 1,800 to 2,000 years old, making it the oldest cherry blossom tree in Japan and perhaps the world. Tales of the Jindai Sakura's roots trace all the way back to Japan's legendary Yamato Takeru, also known as Prince Otsu. He served as Japan's 12th emperor, and it is said that he was a legendary figure who planted this tree where he traveled to the region during the first century. However, he is not the only famous figure said to be associated with the tree. Buddhist priest Nichiren, is also said to have encountered the tree at a time when it was withering and looked as if it would soon die. Seeing it in this dismal state saddened Nichiren, and it is said that he prayed.
FM de sakura o tanoshimimashou.
Nice.
Thank you, Fuji-san.
Yes, Fuji-san. And it is said that he prayed for its recovery. Not long after, it seemed to completely recover and adopted the name Myoho Sakura, meaning Sadharma cherry blossom, meaning, Sadharma. Yes. Wow, look at that. That is beautiful. Let's see if we can find some more pictures of the Jindai Sakura.
Can we do some more facts about...
Absolutely. Let's find some more facts. The petals and the leaves are eaten.
Ew.
Blossom tea is also popular in Japan. Oh. The Japanese year follows the blossom.
Aww.
Nice. Sakurako is a popular name in Japan. The trees actually produce cherries. My mom had a cherry tree in their front yard.
Yeah.
They're blossoming earlier. Oh no.
Oh no.
7 things you didn't know about cherry blossoms in Japan.
What's with all these pop-ups?
I don't know. Here we go.
The good thing they
Japan's
are...
Japan's unofficial national flower. Mm. It appears on the 100 yen coin.
Mm.
Yeah, we heard about that. The Blossom Trail. The famous Blossom Trail begins in the south of Japan around the middle of March. There are cherry blossom forecasts in place to predict the optimum time to view. The cherry blossoms start in tropical Okinawa in early February, then travels north in a movement called Sakura Zansen. We heard about that. Tracked right to its final stop in the northernmost island of Hokkaido in early May. Hokkaido's beautiful. I went in the winter. I would be down to go see it in the summer. I'm sure it would be very different. Let's see. Cherry blossom facts. Vancouver.
Hundreds of flowering trees. No, oops.
Yeah.
Click myself. It's thousands.
Hundreds of flowering cherry trees were given as a gift from Japan to be placed in Stanley Park in honor of Japanese Canadians who served in World War I. This was the first of Vancouver's cherry tree plantings. Some were meant to replace larger deciduous trees with disruptive root systems and overgrown canopies. Mm. There are now more than 43,000 cherry trees in Vancouver.
Hmm.
There's definitely no need to wait for the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival, which begins in early April. Generally, flowers from the Whitcomb cultivar are the earliest of the blossoms to appear. Locals caught them on camera during the second week of January in Stanley Park. Wow, that's really early. Have you seen that meme? It's like polar vortex in the rest of Canada and then cherry blossoms out here in BC. UBC campus, Kitsilano, Arbutus Ridge, Stanley Park, Riley Park, QE Park, and earlier ones. I really like the ones along Parker Street, Charles Street are really good in East Van. Gravely and Lillooet is
Gravely
very,
Street.
Yeah, Gravely.
Oh.
What else do we have? Why does Vancouver have so many cherry blossoms? Gifts.
Oh, don't click on the Vancouver Sun article. It'll take you to a paywall. Ooh, I like this one.
All right, well, let's listen to a little bit of this now that we've had our fill of poetry and information. Mm-hmm. You are listening to the Sakura special of Vancouver FM. And
Vancouver's only chiptune
broadcast.
Cast.